In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's gospel lesson comes from the 14th chapter of John, one of the most beautiful passages of the Bible. Words from the 14th chapter of John are the most often chosen for funeral masses and memorial services. The 14th chapter of John is really part of a larger discourse reaching from the 13th chapter to the 17th chapter of John. And we refer to it as the farewell discourse of Jesus because it took place on the day before he died in the upper room with his disciples. And he was preparing his disciples for his departure. In essence, these were some of his last words. And we human beings place sacred weight, do we not, on last words. Even though sometimes at the time of last words, we don't always fully understand or appreciate them. Sometimes time has to pass and we look back in hindsight to more fully comprehend last words. My best friend growing up was bereft of his mother when he was only 11 years old. And he remembered just a couple weeks before his mother's death. She was in a wheelchair and she took him and his sister, who was only a year or two older, around the house. She took him to her desk and she taught him how to write a check. Then she taught him how to fold a fitted sheet. He said, in college, I was the only young man that could fold a fitted sheet because my mother taught me. She pointed to some of her favorite books in the house and she pored over the photo albums with them. And at the time, they knew that their mother was teaching them many things, but only after time passed and they looked back in hindsight did he realize that these were some of her last words, her last acts, as she was preparing them for the world without her. And since this is what Jesus was doing in the upper room the night before he died, he was giving his disciples comfort, preparing them for a time when he would not be with them, at least in this way. The opening words of the 14th chapter of John that were our words last week are the comforting words that are usually chosen for the funeral masses. I go to prepare a place for you, and where I go, you will one day be. And where we come today, toward the end of the chapter, is when Jesus is telling his disciples what is coming next. He says, I'm not going to leave you orphaned. I'm going to pray the Father to send another advocate. Curiously, the word advocate in Greek that John uses is the word paraclete, and it's only found in the Gospel of John. Paraclete means one who walks alongside of you. And Jesus is saying, I will pray the Father to send another advocate. Curious that he says another because he was the first advocate. He'd walked alongside his disciples for 3 years. And through our Lord's teaching and his miracles, and most of all, his way of love, his disciples came to see the very things of God. And now he says, I promise you, there'll be another advocate that will walk alongside of you. And refers to the Holy Spirit. So, for what remains of the sermon, I would like to talk just a bit about the Holy Spirit. In 2 weeks, it will be our celebration at the Feast of Pentecost. But today, I would like to mention it, to talk about it. Indeed, the Holy Spirit is enshrined and always will be in some mystery. I enjoyed the story of the elderly professor trying to teach young professors how to teach theology. He says, when it comes to teaching the Holy Spirit, I do this. I go to the classroom and I say, the Holy Spirit is mystery. And then I leave before any follow-up questions can come up. It's true. The Holy Spirit will always be enshrined in some mystery. Even in the third chapter of John, when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus about what it is to be born of the Spirit, he defines Spirit in mystery. He uses the metaphor of wind. It's like wind, you can feel it, but you don't know where it comes from, where it goes. Yes, the Holy Spirit will always be enshrined in mystery, but that does not make it nonsensical. Mystery is simply defined as that part of God that is beyond our understanding. But mystery is always congruent with human reason, congruent with experience, congruent with science. That's why we can grow in mystery. That's why what was mystery 500 years ago, some of what was mystery, is no longer mystery. And what might be mystery today, at least some of it, might not be mystery 100 years from now.
Because we grow in mystery. It is congruent with science, with reason, and experience, and tradition. And so, the Holy Spirit in mystery is given to us. The problem is sometimes that we think about the Holy Spirit, and we should. We study the Holy Spirit, we should. We profess the Holy Spirit, and we should. We do that every Sunday at the Nicene Creed. But sometimes what we fail to do is pray the Holy Spirit. I remember once going to a priest for some advice, and I was at a low point in life and with some difficult decisions to make. And I went to this priest I very much respected. She was one of the first women to be ordained a priest in the Episcopal Church. And I was saying, I need to make decisions. I want to know what the will of God is for my life, this and that. And she shut me up. She said, John David, you need to pray the Holy Spirit. What is the job of the Holy Spirit, she said, but to woo and to guide and to direct, not to come to some fast decision. Sometimes it's slow, like a Polaroid snapshot. That is the job of the Holy Spirit, and most of all, to reveal to us, to draw us to the living Spirit of Jesus. She said, pray the Holy Spirit. And then I understood really that beautiful image of Paraclete. Yes, the Holy Spirit who walks beside us, alongside. And I pray the Holy Spirit. Allow the answer, allow the direction to come in God's time. So today on this sixth Sunday of Easter, may I commend two things. First, that before the day is over, to find a Bible and to read the 14th chapter of John in its entirety and see what blessings come to us. And then secondly, yes, to think about the Holy Spirit and study the Holy Spirit and profess the Holy Spirit, but also today, pray the Holy Spirit. Of all the times in our life, during this worldwide pandemic, during this time of hunger and unemployment and pain, we need to know the third person of God walking alongside of us. Let us pray the Holy Spirit that we might be conduits of the love and the living presence of Jesus in a world that is very much hurting now. Blessed be this holy day, and blessed be the mystery of God's Holy Spirit. Amen.